Obviously, we're very disappointed the way we performed in the championship. So we're just delighted to get another opportunity to maybe get a second wind here and a run at the league. So the league was very good to us last year. Finished a bit of a high, and thankfully with a couple of games to lift our heads again and just to compete against really good teams, which Omo was there the day, and it was a very, very competitive match.
I mean, you've built a squad here that's competing at the very highest level in a very tough and competitive county in regarding club football. You'll want to push for that championship title as well.
Right, we're always pushing for it, and there's always an expectation there that you want to do well and you hope to do well, but it's very, very competitive. But here, it was all about the league there today, and we performed very well during the year. We finished top of the table, so maybe it was well deserved, the fact that we won it. So it was great, also great to see a few boys that came on that maybe weren't playing all year. Aaron McKenna came on there today and scored a very important point. Joe Goose, another young minor that was coming through there. So the league also gives us a great opportunity for them boys to play at a very high level, a very competitive level. And thankfully, they showed that they can perform at it.
It was looking comfortable at half time with a 5 points lead, but Omo made a really real game for the second half.
They did, surely, and they're always going to get a purple patch. It was just a case. It was a case of trying to keep out the goals. When Omo gets goals, they're very hard to beat. They're very difficult to stop. So thankfully today we kept them out. Darragh McAnally made some very good saves there, and that was probably the difference.
I mean, your first half, you're very controlled on the ball. You know, Omo were defending very deep with a lot of players, used the flanks well, and waited patiently for your chances to appear.
Look, we're very clinical in the first half, and I suppose that's put a bit of daylight between us and Omo. And obviously, Omo had to work very, very hard to get that back at the start of the second half, which they did, but they just weren't able to kick on and to finish us off. And the likes of Petey Hart and Aaron McKenna were able to tag on points there, but just kept us ahead.
Clinical right through, first and second half. You know, you had to work hard for your chances, but you nailed most of them.
We did. Very clinical the first half. I think it was something like 9 out of 10 the first half. But defensively, we've been good. We've been solid all year. And that was the story of the second half. Omo did hit scores. A lot of them were frees. But they were made to work very, very hard for them. And but... Yeah, our defence came through. Their defence was good in the second half.